talk to you about going to the place of your blessing. Going to the place of your blessing. Tonight, I want you to respond to me if you catch a rhema. Do you understand? For the word of God is quick and what? Powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing into the dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit, of the joints and of the marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents. It knows what you are thinking right now. Let me tell you, something happened. I went for a meeting with my pastor on Monday. He had a meeting with some of his sons. Before then, I think 2 days before then, or 2 days or so before then, I had Pastor Manu and Pastor Michael in my house, and we're talking about something. And I said, when you think of Pastor Sam, what comes into mind? What brand comes to mind? I said, many people will say, oh, Pastor can preach many things. Pastor can preach relationship. Pastor can preach this. I said, but what is that major thing? I said, because I know the Lord said, go and make my presence known to the nations. But that comes in different ways. So I wanted to understand, you know, that thing that could be a brand. You understand what I'm talking about? Because when you talk about Pastor Adeboye, you remember holiness. When you talk about Daniel Olukoya, what do you remember? Deliverance. They don't say it twice. So I said, what is that thing? So I was asking them. And then went for me to my pastor. And he was preaching. He just pointed at me and said, what is your calling? What is that thing? It was as if I was like, how did he know what the major issue in my heart? You remember? It was, you know, I was shocked. Then I remembered, and I'd be asking these people, did he answer me? I was the only one he pointed to and asked that question. He just directed it at me. Then it dawned on me, the Spirit of God knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart. Some of you are thinking of some things right now. Answers are about to show up tonight. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever said, how did Pastor know? How Pastor know what I was thinking? How many of you? Listen, how many of you? Tell me the truth. You know what? That's the Holy Spirit. I was preaching one day. Somebody came to meet me. This was no joke. Came to me after service and said, sir, I wouldn't know why. Sister So-so would tell you. I don't know. I'm very angry. And I was like, I didn't get. I said, tell you what? He said, because I knew when you were talking about me, because it was obvious somebody told you. I said, tell me. I've not even seen this. It's not a question for many, many weeks. She didn't know that the Spirit of God that we have, the king asked, Who is telling the king of so-so where I am? Someone said, there's a man in his bedroom. He can see everything. I used to call the Holy Spirit in Yoruba language, Olofofo. He knows everything. You may hide to men. You can't hide to him. You can't. There's no way. That's why if you want an answer to any question in your heart, rejoice right now. Because the answers are coming. Let me tell you, when I pray concerning a meeting, when I take time to pray in the morning, one of the first things I say, Lord, when I'm preaching, let it touch the exact issues in the heart of men. That's major. That's a major prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let the answers come into people's hearts so that you know exactly what to do next. And that's where I'm going to start my message from. Because listen, there is nothing like knowing what God is saying per time. If you don't know what God is saying per time, you are lost and you can't excel. I wish I were talking to somebody. You know, in the Christendom, there's something we're used to and we have to, and let's not lose track of it. Because right now it's getting missing in churches. Some churches are losing hold of that language. Every time you talk, say, what's God telling you? What's the Holy Ghost telling you? It's major. We have to still keep asking. What the Holy Ghost say? What the Holy Ghost say? What has he said? You know why? If God tells you something, you refuse to do it, you will come back to it. You will come back. That's why we took a long time that led us into this series on how to be led by the Spirit of God. How to be led by the Spirit of God. How to be led by the Spirit of God. I pray your ears will be open. Amen. I pray your heart will be open. Amen. First Kings chapter 17. We will start and finish with this passage. Verse 1. Are you ready? Let's read now. One, two, go. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto him, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Next verse. So he went and did. Next verse. Next verse. In the land. Next verse. I thought us out to read. You remember I thought you out to read? The law is that you wait a while. You always delay a bit for the person by your side. Praise God. So that I will not hear your voice alone. And then know that you finished from Cambridge. Praise the Lord. Go to the next verse. Let's go. One, two, go. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate. Next verse. Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Next verse. So she said, in a bean and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Next verse. And Elijah said to her, and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. Next verse. For thus says the Lord. Hold on. I like to see places like this. For thus, you know, anytime I see a thing like that, the thing makes strikes me. I feel like holding on. Because his words are too heavy. Except he has not said. So whenever you want to hear what God said, just hear it well. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Ayaya. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Deji shall be blessed. You know, those are words like that. Have you heard words like that? When you hear that, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, patience shall rise. You, there are words, heavy words from God. So when you hear thus say, you concentrate on what he says. Neko takalia neha. Kis kolambaliata. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This month of February, someone here shall be exalted. In the past few days, I've heard testimonies upon testimonies, and I keep saying this is just the beginning. No doubt. This can only just be the beginning. In a few weeks now, we should be moving to a new facility. You know, I was telling myself today, I said, Theosians are great people. How do I get to know? That you've been coming to church Sundays and Wednesdays only, and maybe some Saturdays for the past 2-3 years, no side meetings. All the meetings have been running online and they've been going on well. And you have been patient enough to keep on the faith. May God bless you.
Amen.
In this next stage, you can hold meetings every day of the week. I like to dream. So today I was dreaming of what the auditorium will look like. You know, I like to dream. And whatever I dream, I just see it. I was thinking of the color of the rug for the congregation and the rug for the altar. And I was thinking of what to do with the rug. I was thinking of the colors that would be. I was thinking of the colors of the drapes. I was thinking of how we're going to import new line arrays and lights to ensure that we have the best of worship experience. Esco Tala Belanande. Only God can do what no man can do. I feel strongly, you may not get it, but I see it clearly, that this new move is not just for the church, as it were, not the entity, but for everyone that is seated here. Whether the devil likes it or not, you are moving to your next level. Understand that there is a place of blessing. The place of blessing comes part time. Every level God gives you by time, love it, enjoy it, utilize it, because very soon he will move you again. I wish I were talking to somebody here. Expansion, enlargement, relocation is God's business. God knows you can't keep doing what you are doing in the same place and get larger. Things must change. There are some of you here, you need to get bigger spaces. You need to go to better environments. Something has to change about your life. Ringo Sakande Galea. Six Sobarita. Frekans Uliata. Something has to be transformed about your life. Maybe just about 100 people understand what I'm talking about. Going to the place of your blessing. I've come to find out by experience over time that when God wants to bless you, I've told you this again, I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, saying it all the time, because I say it all the time, that when God wants to do something in your life, he moves you. He moves you. That there's no doubt about that. He either moves your place of eating bread, he moves your place of lying down, he moves something. He moves. Something has to move. He moves you. He moves you. I've noticed that. I've read that from the scripture several times. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that again and again. Some of you have been earning your money from Songo. God says start earning from Island. Something will change. Something will change. I wish I were talking to someone. You may even be earning from the Island. God says start getting it at Ogba. Something will change. Something will change. He moves you. He moves you. You have to be sensitive and ready for what God is about to do. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Tell the people around you, God is about to do something. He's about to do something. Tell him, I'm open. This morning at Discovery Word, awesome. The definition of breakthrough. I love that scripture. I've read it. I read it since I was young. Lord, powerful scripture. Twins were in a womb and one came out. Taye came out and they tied Taye's hand. Odion, they tied his hand with red scarlet to show that this is Odion. All of a sudden, Hakeri just came. They just, the Bible said, well, Odion had come out. Taye's hand was, they saw, he said, this is the first one. Maybe by error, he just said, let me pull in a little. Some people are pulling in a little for you to bounce out. Kandakaya. All of a sudden, the second one just, pow! Said, how did you break through? How? When God wants to cause you to break through, it will happen unexpectedly. See, some of you, what is going to happen to you in the next 7 days? You don't even know yet. You don't even know yet. You don't even know yet. I prophesy by the Spirit of God, within the next 7 days, receive a miracle. Sit down. I told you how my car came. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. Everything we're going to do has to be a miracle. And we trust God to move through the facility. All that we have is the cash we raised how many months ago for the building. We still have that. That's a jump start, but it doesn't cover half of what we ought to pay. But a miracle has to happen. A miracle has to happen. Are you hearing me? A miracle has to happen. How many of you expect out of miracles? Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
The phone call will come.
Amen.
I sense it. The phone call will come.
Amen.
You know, there's someone who has forgotten you for a very long time. All of a sudden, they won't be able to sleep until they remember you.
Amen.
So I found out God puts people in the heart of people and tells them, until you do it, you can't rest. Yes, he does it. He does it. He does it. He does it. Until you do it, you can't rest. Now, that's what we need to begin to talk about. That God will go to people's dreams and trouble their dreams and say, until you do it, you won't rest. Until you do it, you won't rest. Now, I'm prophesying by the Spirit. Within this month, God is going to trouble people for your sake.
Sit down. There is a place of blessing. But there are rules about getting to the place of blessing. I want to share with you very briefly. There are rules. There are rules. God says Lagos, Abuja, Lagos, Ibadan, Abuja, Kaduna, and what again? Port Harcourt are places where blessings will come for us this year. He's told us, so it will come. I said it will come. If anybody tells you if you have a business there, let your ears be wide open. That's it. That's it. That's just it. I guarantee you. He said it before. So you know. But how do you make it happen? That's what I want to share with you. How does it happen? Because some people say, I've never really been blessed anywhere. No. There is a way. There is always a way about these things. That's what I want to share with you. Glory to Jesus. By God's grace, as a church, every time we have moved, there has been growth. Every time we have moved, there has been growth. There has been growth. We're by the express. And having 3 services, I think 4 services, small place, maybe about 1/4 of this place or so. And then we moved inside, not outside. That is against laws of church growth. Inside is where they should not find you. Outside is where they will see you. But we moved from outside to inside. And growth tripled. Nepekete. There are rules to it. Oh my God. I prophesy, anywhere you step from today, the Almighty God will cause you to expand. Number one rule to going to your place of blessing and receiving the blessing is that you must go where God sends you. Go back to verse 1 of that scripture. 1 Kings chapter 17. Media asked me very much at the Lord. 1 Kings 17. And Elijah said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel, leave for my standing, shall not dew nor rain this year, shall my word. Next verse. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Then the word of the Lord. Ask your neighbor, has the word of the Lord come to you? Now, this is my concern. Some people say, I've not received it. I have received it. I've not received it. Now, listen, if you don't receive the word of the Lord, it is not that the Lord did not speak. It's that you didn't receive it. Listen, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. It is one thing for the word of the Lord to come to you. It's another thing for you to receive that word. Guess what? As I'm talking to you now, the word of the Lord is coming to you. The question, no, it doesn't even need an amen. That's what is happening. As I'm talking to you, the word of the Lord is coming to you. But the question is, are you receiving it? Because listen, sometimes while I'm preaching, while someone is preaching, the word is already coming. What God wants to do is coming, but you are hearing something else. It might be at that time, the devil will remind you of the food you have not prepared at home. The devil suddenly knock you at that time. Somebody hit your leg. Listen, I told you, when you come to church, you have to understand the plans of the devil. I've told you several times, when you are in church and you are sitting down, understand that you are not sitting alone. There are forces of darkness that doesn't want you to receive what is yours. So they use everything they can do. Somebody will tap you at that time. That's why when you are listening to the word and somebody taps you, take off his hand and say, leave me alone, because something is coming. The devil knows when to distract you. It's exactly when your word is coming. That's when your phone will do vibrate. You will throw the phone somewhere. God's word can buy 100 phones. I feel pity for those who come to church to talk or to check for friends. If you are the friend they came to check for in church, warn the person, I'm not your friend until service is over. You are in church, your phone is on ringtone. Your phone did parana when the word of God is on. You are not in church. You are not in church. You are not in church. Let me quickly check my phone to be sure that my phone not do parallel. No, it cannot. My phone is always on mute. I'm missing. You're in church and you have a distraction. Watch out. Because the word of the Lord is coming. I wish you understand how the word of the Lord comes. This is how I receive the word of the Lord. It happens to be several times. When I go to a place, all I've gone to receive is the word of the Lord. What is God saying? Can't you see that my answer? Did you see what happened that day? I didn't come to the meeting like I'm just coming for a meeting. I came to the meeting with the same question I asked you that day in my heart. And my pastor confirmed it. When I stood up, I said, hey, you see? That's it. Kimboko Shakata. That's why you concentrate. Maybe someone has, you'll be trying to do something in Ondo State. And pastor just mentions Ondo, whether mistakenly, whether knowingly, or in whatever form, that's the confirmation. Am I talking to anybody here? You have been thinking, what do I do about somebody who is disturbing me? And pastor just mentions a prophetic prayer. He says, everybody troubling you, the Lord sweeps them off. That's your answer. Amen. Trusting God for cash for a project. You don't know where it will come. But pastor was just preaching, and somehow he just said, that money you're looking for is about to come your way. Yeah. Listen, if that prophetic word just goes and you say nothing, Jesus has just passed by you without anything happening.
Hey, now it is here. Glory to Jesus.
Do you think things just happen just like that? No. Things happen spiritually. And I'm telling you, things happen how? Spiritually. When I said 2 weeks ago on third service, and I said, I'm going to come with a car, a big car now. I didn't even know what I was saying. But there are angels in charge of those words. When you speak words to yourself in a meeting like this, angels are around you. Say something quickly. Say something to yourself now. 1 minute. Say something that must happen. Say it. Say it now. Say it. Angels are around you. Angels are close to you. Angels are close to you. Maybe a new house, a new car, a family, your home, your husband, your wife. Say it now. Angels are close to you. Angels are around. That you must be favored when you go for the visa interview. Say it now. That you will not be refused. Say it like you mean it. Angels are close to you now. It's about to happen if you believe it. Just receive it as I speak. Hey, yeah. Amen. Sit down. Let the word of the Lord come to you. That's the first way to go into your place of blessing. I've heard again and again. When we were at a street called Oshaw Street many years ago, it was like the best facility we could find. It was awesome. Well, one big building like that I showed you today. We used for office and we built one something small in front. Now that thing we built then looked very big. A place for 150 people. It looked like a major construction. As if we're constructing the whole world. Thank God for capacity. It looked like we're constructing the whole world.
Because it wasn't easy. We gave people windows to do. Say, you, this window, you, that window, you, you do this window. Then God said, you're moving out. Guess what? Everybody that knew me, that I told, refused, including my wife. How can you start ministry? The Lord is favoring you in this place where people are looking for facility and you want to go. It didn't matter. I know what I heard. Every pastor I sought confirmation from said, stay there, stay there, stay where? Except God did not speak. He spoke. I had it. Move. It didn't ever look like there would be a facility. It didn't even look like that. But my ears were open. I had it. When God takes you somewhere, no devil can stop it.
Yes.
Sometimes one of the strangest things that happens to people is, should I change job? Should I change job? Should I change job? It's good to hear God, though. It's good to know what God is saying. I remember someone, I wanted to change job one time, and I told him, don't leave. Don't leave. The other job looked better. Thank God he didn't leave. A few months after, that other company crumbled. Because listen, God sees the end from the beginning.
Yes.
What is God saying? Keboko shikata. After praying, you came to a meeting and pastor spoke this. That is your word. Sometimes God will say, move from here to the next place. Listen, you can't box God's instruction on movement. Though.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be move far. Come, because they move next one to the next one. I've seen it happen. It's not about go far. No. No. Oh, we are just telling you, we're doing fine. People came to me and said, pastor, there are spaces in Lekki. There are spaces in this. There are spaces in that. Every time I'm praying, prayer, I say, Lord, we thank you for Lekki. God, say, go. Whatever you suffer there, let it be your portion. Then my head will be correct. Anywhere can be set on the map if it is God's place. Anywhere. Let it be God's instruction to move. Hey, thank you, Jesus. That's the first thing you must understand. Number two, you must understand, when God asks you to go somewhere to be blessed, there is already a provision waiting for you. Listen, and this is a problem because many people think that the provision has to show up as a confirmation that God said move. You are wrong. No. The movement will be the opening for the provision. You know, some people say, Lord, if it is you, send the money. God is laughing at you. God says, if you know you believe me and you're sure it is me, move, the money will come. You see, many of us, we just hear faith. We don't practice faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, giving substance to what you're hoping for. The evidence of things not seen. You can't see, but you have an evidence. You behave like it has already happened. That's faith. That's faith. Lord, I need a new house. You have never asked any agent to show you a new one. You have never stepped into it. You have never made a move like you're looking for any. Or now you're looking for the same two-bedroom that you had. That's not faith. So why don't you do something better? Because there are no resources. I know it won't happen. You see, that's the problem. Because you don't know that God has made provisions for it. I've come to find out the provision starts showing up after the move is made. Making the move is the sign of faith. I wish I were talking to somebody here. I said, making the move is the sign of faith. Are you hearing me? I told you last week, some of you got to go to the car shop and tell them, I want to buy this car. They said, wait, someone, don't worry, give me the car key. Test the car, put on the AC. Drive it front and back. Front and back. From until they say, oh God, have you not tested enough? Say, I just wanted to test it well to be sure of the car I'm buying. Get down. They say, so how far? Tell them I'm coming. I'll be bringing my checkbook very soon. Brother, that's what is called faith. That's how you do big things. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? I said, that's how you do big things. Are you hearing me? Somebody lift up your voice and shout amen. Went to the facility we're taking today. Went to do a measurement. Say 1 acre. They say there's only 3 plots that are available. No problem. But you're going to give us another plot for parking space. You must do something. Then they said there are 5 plots to be taken. Once we get the paper for it, you can do the 5 plots if you want. That will make 9 plots. We are coming down. Stanley, boy, calm down, calm down. Say, brother, calm down, calm down. So I said, Lord, but you told us 1 acre. Why did they say it's only 3 plots available? God said, because that's what in your heart your capacity for funds can take. So I want you to take it, enter it. They can develop faith for the bigger ones. So the moment they release it, you will add it to it. By that time, your capacity would have grown. Enter the land first. Enter the land first. Enter the land first. Leave the rest to me. Leave the rest to God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? There's someone under the sound of my voice. God is about to enlarge your costs. Sit down. Tell the person by the side, there's a provision waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Not everybody believes he's waiting. How many of you believe he's waiting for you? Lift up your voice and shout amen. I said, if only I had money, I will start. Ah! If only you had money, you will start. If only you had money, you will start. What kind of a statement is that? Start, you will have money.
Hallelujah.
Start. Lord, I need a car. I need a car. Can you press accelerator? You can't even press brake. I need a car. And God is looking at you. You are not ready for the car. Let me tell you. I bought tents. We used 2 of them for IGOS. I bought them for myself. I bought them. I took one to my house. Put in my house. I didn't know that it's my car that will still stay under. There are some cars that cannot stay in the sun. No, they cannot. Even people around were telling me, Pastor, this your car cannot stay outside. I said, me too, I know. A tent was already waiting for it. I arranged the tent well today, put the car under. Then there's some cars, you have to put them under tent. You have to prepare for it before it comes. Hey! Katabaya kata. Levro shakatabaye. Tell them, prepare. The breakthrough is here. Prepare. The breakthrough is coming. Somebody shout amen. Whenever God sends you somewhere, a provision is waiting. God said, Elijah, go here. I've already made provision for you. Get back to verse 3. Get away from here. And turn his sword and hide by the brook Cherit. We flows into the Jordan. Continue. And it will be that as you shall drink from the brook and I have commanded. God said, I've commanded. I didn't think they were just going to do it. I gave a command. Imagine that what you're asking God for, somebody has been commanded to give it to you. And yet you are not asking because you think the person will not give it to you. The person does not have to try to give it to you. He has been commanded to release it to you. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody shout yes! Let me teach you something. When you're going to make a request from someone, don't go with the mind of, will they give me or not? Go with the mind of, they commanded you to give me. So I'm coming to ask for it. Because if they don't give you, they won't sleep. The king could not sleep because Mordecai had not been given what he ought to be given. He was commanded to bless Mordecai. How can you come to a meeting like this? And God begins to command all the people what to be commanded. And then you make no move. Now go back home. Some of you, after service, now be walking back home the way you came. If you don't change your walking style when you're going home, something is wrong with you. Because I know how you came when you were coming.
Will God do it?
That's how you came. And you, brothers, you were dragging your feet. Because you were tired at work. When you are going back, Change your walk step. You know somebody has been commanded in your favor. Now you begin to bounce because God has already done it. I said God has already done it. I said God has already done it. How many of you believe what I'm talking about? Lift up your voice and shout yes. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. They've been commanded on my behalf. They've been commanded on my behalf. God has a whistle. You have to understand. God has a whistle to begin the match. You are waiting. What is going to happen? Once God blows the whistle, all those that are supposed to go in your favor begin to go left and right. The whistle has been blown. The whistle has been blown. Now the ball is there. It's left for you to play it, whether you want to play it or not. But the whistle has been blown. I said the whistle has been blown in your favor. The whistle has been blown in your favor. Lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. Sit down. Let me talk a bit more. Pastor, God has commanded it. God has commanded. I don't know how to explain this, but God has. Lebrado Kaladia Sita Balande. I don't know how to explain this, but I feel strong in my spirit. God has. Oh, I wish I could explain this. Listen, I told you this, and I'm going to say it again. When I went for the car, I didn't say anything. My words made no sense. It was the person who took me there, who was of another religion, that was crying on my sake. He was just talking like they'd lose a tap from his mouth. I was just looking at his mouth like this. Like, what if I do? I'm not even ready to buy with the way you are talking. Because the way the guy was talking, as if I gave him money. I'm not giving him anything. The guy was just talking. Shaman me. Ah, this is my pastor. I know him. My pastor. You? Our member? I don't know you. But you know what? The guy had been commanded. The guy had been commanded. He had been commanded. I knew he had been commanded. He couldn't stop his mouth. He couldn't stop what he was saying. Can I talk to someone here? Somebody's commanded for your sake. Sit down. I need to tell you stuff. I need to tell you stuff. Hey. Something is telling me some things are going to happen all of a sudden. Oh, bones shall be joined to bones. There shall be a shaking in the life of someone because somebody has been commanded for your sake. If you believe it, shout yes. I'm feeling like I hear a voice. I hear a voice of command. Oh, for someone who's expecting something, I hear a voice of command. I hear the angel say, you gotta do it. You have no choice, you gotta do it. You have no choice, you gotta release it. You have no choice, you gotta answer him. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Hey! Go to five people, give them a high five. Tell them I receive it. 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 Shakosa. 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 There's a command. No, you see. There's a command. 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 Oh. I wish you see it. Hey. If by now your body is not moving, if by now you are not feeling it on your inside, something may be wrong somewhere. Because somebody has been commanded for your sake. Hey, Kelebokotokoto. If you believe it, shout amen. When I went for the car, the man's brother came from the U.S., and he was talking to him and he said, Pastor, so I don't know you, but how did you do this thing? I don't know why my brother is doing what he's doing. They couldn't understand. They don't have to understand. They don't have to understand. They said they everybody got the new house. Then this, you know, my new house is very expensive. I got it for 1 million. That's their business. Can get it for 150. Depends on the command. Depends on the commando. If you know the junction where this facility is, this land, you'll be shocked at the amount they're collecting. The junction. Where the bridge will end, gong, the junction. You better move by faith. There's a provision somewhere. Let me tell you one more. We'll go home. Something entering your spirit now. As I'm talking, I'm not even feeling comfortable. I feel like going home to tell the people you have been commanded. If you know what's entering my mind, you say I'm not okay. Because what is entering my mind now? The kind of request I'm going to make after tonight. Hey! 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 See, now let me tell you one more. Two more. I'm going to rush it. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 9. Go to verse 9. I want to show you this. Verse 9. Arise, go to Sarephath, which belongs to Sidon, dwell there. See, I've commanded a widow there to provide you. Understand, whenever God tells you to go somewhere, they are not to bless you. You are to bless them. God is not sending them because they have a favor to do for you. Mm-mm. He's sending them because you have a favor to do for them. Sir, when TLC enters that new place, that's when they will know we have a favor to do for them. See, if you think they are the ones, didn't you hear what we read last week? And Joseph blessed Pharaoh. Amazing. I'm the one that came because there's famine, but I'm the one still blessing you. Ha. Huh. If you think because there's no cash in your pocket, that means you can't do anything, then you are mistaken.
Yes.
Anybody you go and you're there to work for, that's when we go to an organization for an interview. Don't sit down with the mind that you have to give me the job. If you don't give me the job, my own is finished. No. Give me the job. I know what I carry. If I start working with you, check out your company in 6 months. It will change. And some of you think you can't talk like that in an interview. You can, oh. Yes. It's boldness.
Yes, sir.
They'll say, what's even wrong with you? Say, sir, I know what I'm saying. Check me out. Check me out in 6 months. Did you hear what the Lebanese said? He said, I've learned by divination that the Lord has been blessing me because of you. Jacob knew what he was carrying. He got to his house as his worker, but it was because of him. And the Lord blessed Joseph in the house of Pharaoh. Some of you just imagine that, you know, the way we talk before some people shows a low self-esteem. We just feel they are the ones that are to do us a favor. It's because you don't know what you are carrying. You are the one doing them a favor. Somebody sent me a seed of 100K on Monday morning. She just sent it to me. And I called and I said, she sent me a seed. He said, yes. I said, why? He said, actually, she be, you know, I came to your church. She doesn't attend our church. She's been my daughter anyway. But he said, no, I came to church yesterday. I just came to service. And you just said the word. He said, today will be blessed for me. He said, and then I got to the office and did a transaction I've never done on a Monday. We don't do transactions on Monday. He said, but I did on Monday and I got really blessed. So that's just the seed. I said, call me every Sunday so that I'll be saying to your tomorrow is blessing my own. You don't know you carry something. See, let me tell you something. What you are not aware of, you can't enjoy. This thing is about awareness. Some of you just shake people, you know. See, the Lord has told me some things. You have to stop dealing with people like nothing is happening. Next time when you go to your family house and you shake somebody and the person wants to drop his hand, say, don't drop it. I'm passing something to you. So, let them know that you did. Because after then, something will come their way. And they must be able to know it came from you. Just see somebody. You go to your family house. Well done, no. Well done, no. Nay! It's a well done, no. God bless you. Then he doesn't respond. Well. Come. Did you hear what I said? When you say God bless you, no, you don't do like that. I'm passing something to you. See, some of us, we are too unaware of what we carry. We behave too dormant. We behave too docile. You've got to start to let people know that God has blessed you and you are carrying a blessing. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Someone told me and said, Pastor, since you entered this our estate, all the bad boys have left. I laughed. I said, that's why I came. See, you've got to let them know. Ikosi bahalata. Say you came into our estate, 1 week, they retard the road, they put street lights. That's why I came. Don't you understand? That's why I came. Anywhere I enter, something has got to change. Yes. You are not ordinary. How can you look at yourself like an ordinary person? I wish I were talking to someone. Can you stand up like somebody here now and walk a bit to the front like someone who is carrying a blessing? Walk front, walk back, walk back, walk, 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 like someone carrying something. Somebody shout amen. Listen. If after this message, 2 days' time, somebody greets you again, I say, I'm fine, no, we are managing. It's your problem. It's your fault. Listen, I'm not telling you something you should do for 2 days. I'm not telling you something to do for two hours or for 2 months or for 2 years. Do it the rest of your life. Catch up a new spirit. Imbibe a new culture. When you are walking anywhere, know that you carry something on your inside. Let me tell you something about the blessing. Let me tell you about the blessing. The blessing you are carrying is not reversible. Maybe nobody ever told you. God told man, I will bless you and multiply you. He blessed man. God blessed man. When devil deceived Eve, God couldn't curse man anymore. Man had already been blessed. You can't change it anymore. I wish I were talking to someone. Someone called Balaam. Balaam called Balaam and said, go on, come and curse these guys for me. Balaam was going. God said, don't try to go. Balaam said, why can't I go? He's offering me everything. God said, you know what? You can't curse those who have been blessed. I get worried about Christians. I'm operating under a curse. You under a curse? Where did it come from? Where did it pass? How did it land on you? How did it come inside your body? Don't you understand that he that is blessed cannot be cursed? I wish I were talking to someone. You've got to know what you carry on your inside. Look at three people telling you, you're blessed. Oh, hold on. You are blessed doesn't work. You are blessed doesn't work. I just found out it doesn't work. Go to 10 people. Tell them, I am blessed. I mean every word I'm saying. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I know what I'm talking about. Hold on. Elijah went to the widow because he had no food to eat, but he was blessed. His hunger did not translate to a curse. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That there's no money in your pocket does not mean you are cursed. Can I talk to those who are blessed? How many of you are blessed tonight? Lift up your voice and shout, yes! You are going back home and there is no shoe to wear and your shoe is open and the devil reminds you and says, look at your shoe. Tell him whose report will you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. I am blessed. Let me give you a secret. Let me give you a secret. Are you ready? Anytime you feel you are not blessed, you are the cause. You allowed your mind to accommodate it. Before you even pray, let me teach you something. Anytime somebody tells you are not blessed, go into the bathroom, take a shower, change your clothes, put powder on your face, comb your hair, go back to the mirror, say, you that I'm looking at, you are double blessed. Nothing can stop you. You are blessed. Let me tell you something. Oh, you failed your exam. Now the devil is trying to tell you you don't know anything. Look at him. Say, you are the one that does not know everything. Anything. Don't you know that God is taking a setback for me? I am blessed. I carry an anointing. I carry a favor. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? There's only one thing that can make you not to feel blessed. Not to be blessed. Shall I tell you? Will you agree what I'm about to say? That only thing is when the devil can convince you that you are not blessed. If he cannot convince you, he has lost it. See, I'm teaching something that I learned many years of my life. For many years now, this is how I just got delivered. I began to have a mentality that tells me I'm never disadvantaged. I've never seen anything that can happen to me that'll make me feel God hates me, he has forgotten me, I'm not doing well. I've not seen it. I learned it. That if something does not work, God must have a bigger plan. Do you know how many lands we have seen that did not work out? Do you know how many properties we have seen that look like he, but it doesn't work out? You know why? If it doesn't come, it can't be worse. It can only get better. Yes! Let me tell you why she shouted. Maybe you don't know. There's something that will just come from your inside. You can't manage it. It will come from your depth. You have to speak it out and shout it out. Maybe when you're going on your street, you shout, I am blessed. Let the street hear that you are blessed. Let your neighbors know that you are blessed. Let your siblings know that you are blessed. Somebody shout, yes! Let me say this and I close. In 1 Kings 17:12, Elijah told the woman, go and make for me first. Human says, sir, forget. It can't happen. It can't happen, no. What we have for me and my son to eat, then we die. That you are refused does not mean you are not blessed. The problem many of us is that the moment we are refused, it reveals our lack of faith. A refusal should boost your faith. How do you handle a refusal? You ask again until you wear out the person. When my thing is with you, won't you give me? Sir, let me tell you something. I did one small investment. How much? 100,000. I kept it in one bank. I won't mention the bank. They said they wanted to do insurance for me. You know insurance? Does it work in Nigeria? So they said I used time to collect 100,000 from me. I gave it. I did for 2 months. After 2 months, they said I'm going to wait for 2 years to collect my... after 5 years. But if I want to terminate at all, I must terminate after 2 years. I said, for what? I said, that 200. They will just collect my 100,000. These people, they will just be using your money. Nothing will happen. So I went back to the bank. I said, sir, my money. He said, you can't have it. I said, heaven will fall. I need it. Guess what? They didn't give me that money. There's nothing I didn't do. I raked. I said I will report to the headquarters. I'm sure they were looking at me like this. That was when it dawned on me. If you leave it, they will leave it. I was not ready to cause a sin because the two people that were there used to see our billboard. Before they say, Pastor Sam, is this you?
So because I've already crossed horses in, I had to leave it until after 2 years now. But sir, if it were you that doesn't have face on billboard, won't you cause drama? They will release your money before night. But when you can't cause drama, some of you, when the devil says you can't get it, you behave like me, like someone that has face on billboard. Say, no problem. No wahala. You do exactly what Job did. God give it. God take it. Let him do what pleases him. Sir, who can bind a strong man without first going to the strong man's house? You incapacitate him and then you take what you want. Sir, you don't take no for an answer. When they tell you no, say you are joking. I'm a blessed man. I'm going to get what I want. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? I'm hearing something in my spirit. Michael, there's a Michael here trying to get your surname. Thank you, Jesus. Ikos tigrahida bakata. Livrados tibrahanda katalibo zokoshida hande. Your hands have been very tight. In fact, any relationship you get into is like it comes out worse. Things get worse. Things get bad. You have been almost fed up with yourself. But the Lord asked me to pray for you. The Lord asked me to pray for you. There's a lady here. You are supposed to apply. Or maybe you applied for a visa or something. And they have been refusing you. And you said, let me try one more time. The Lord says he wants to favor you. I see some things happening in the realm of the spirit. God is turning it around. Turning it around. Turning it around. Those two, I'm going to ask you to come out soon. I'll tell you. I need to pray for some other people. There's someone here. I'm going to have to call everything out together. There's a strange one here. There's a strange one here. Even as an adult, you found yourself bed wet. God wants to bring you out of it. God wants to bring you out of it. God wants to bring you out of it. There's another person here. You're almost overtaken by lesbianism. God wants to bring you out of it. I don't know why God wants to do deliverance tonight. I don't know. But I see a blessing. It's a blessing. There's a young man here. Anytime they give you things, they collect it back. People give you stuff, but they just say, give me back. And it's happened a few times. And God, he's saying, that trend must stop, or else it will stop you. The Lord says, tonight is your night. What a God. Awesome. 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 There's a young man here. 3 times now, you found somebody come to fight you in your dream. It was a real fight. By the time you woke up, you were really tired, feeling very tired. It's a major spiritual issue, and God wants me to pray for you tonight. Can you follow me in the spirit, please? When the atmosphere changes, you change with it. You change with it. You change with it. You change with it. There's an atmosphere now. There's an atmosphere now. Listen, some of you that I'm looking at now, you're going to come with your testimonies very soon.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You have won the victory.
Very slowly. Keep saying it, but very slowly, because I'm hearing some things.
Hallelujah.